Hello all, this is Jacqueline B on Inspired Action. I was talking to somebody recently who had the idea that in order to achieve something, you have to really, really, really want it. And when anybody says that to you, you can tell that they are from an NLP background, neuro-linguistic programming, or some other source like that. Because that's something that's taught and that's believed in a lot of the self-help books, isn't it? Is that in order to do something, you have to really, really be motivated. In order to achieve something, you have to really, really want it. That puts a lot of pressure on us, doesn't it? A lot of necessity to find this drive and this enthusiasm and this want and this desire within us. And what I would say is that actually it's enough to just want something. Because when you do actually want something, you generally will go out, you go about getting it. You don't have to have all of that other stuff around it, about wanting it, about motivating yourself. And this is the same for taking action. There's a distinction between motivated action and inspired action. And motivated action falls into the previous category where we have to get motivated to do something. We have to pump ourselves up, do a few press-ups before you get started, or do a few breathing lessons, do a few affirmations. And yet, actually, inspired action is much more about slowing down, getting clear about what you want to achieve, and then taking steps towards achieving that. Whatever that action is, however small those steps are, though, that action will take place because you feel the inspiration and therefore the drive to achieve what you want. That comes from the clarity of knowing what you want. That comes from sitting down and slowing down and allowing those thoughts to arise. Thank you for your attention.